Well, in his first news conference since July, President-elect Donald Trump was asked today about those unsubstantiated reports that Russia has compromising information about him. He speculated that intelligence agents who briefed him about Russian election hacking could have leaked it.
I saw the information. I read the information outside of that meeting. It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. And it was gotten by opponents of ours, as you know, because you reported it, and so did many of the other people. It was a group of opponents that got together, sick people, and they put that crap together. So I will tell you that not within the meeting, but outside of the meeting, somebody released it. It should never have been, number one, shouldn't have even entered paper, but it should never have been released. But I read what was released, and I think it's a disgrace.
Joining us from Washington is Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Hi, Rick.
Hey, great to be with you.
And a very unusual news conference with clapping from Trump supporters in the room and also an interlude with his lawyer talking about his business dealings.
I don't even have the superlative in my vocabulary to describe how unusual this news conference was for him to go to war with the intelligence agencies, for him to talk about fake news in this way, for him to still continue to not say anything negative about Vladimir Putin. And then, of course, with his business interests, setting up an arrangement that ethics experts say won't go nearly far enough and actually walling him off from it. But he is billing it as if he has gone beyond what he needs to do.
Well, and what do you think that he has done today when it comes to that story that broke yesterday involving potential information that Russia has about him, these documents that haven't been substantiated, but do you think he's put any of these questions to rest?
Fake news is what he's calling it. And frankly, because those claims are unsubstantiated, the timing and the way they developed may actually work in his favor. He's able to just to dismiss them out of hand. But he's also turning it on the intelligence community and making clear that he is upset with the way that they've handled themselves and that he is not at all impressed. In fact, he's quite angry about the way that that things have been handled with the intelligence community. And I think that response is telling in itself, even if none of these allegations prove to have any substantiation.
The initial idea for this press conference when it was first announced a while back was that it was supposed to be about him separating himself from his business interests. Let's listen to what he said about that.
I could actually run my business and run government at the same time. I don't like the way that looks, but I would be able to do that if I wanted to. I'd be the only one that would be able to do that. You can't do that in any other capacity. But as a president, I could run the Trump Organization, great, great company, and I could run the company, the country. I'd do a very good job, but I don't want to do that.
Rick, what did we learn about what Trump's going to do with regard to the Trump Organization?
No new domestic deals but that he's going to be involved in, but there is still the possibility of new deals. No new foreign deals at all, and profits from previous foreign governments under other arrangements are going to, he says, he's going to the United States Treasury. But the key thing here is that his sons will be in charge. So he's going to wall himself off from the information, but he's going to be essentially on the honor system here because there's no way to know what he's directing and what he's not directing. And maybe more importantly, there's no way to prevent business interests, even foreign governments, from approaching the Trump Organization, knowing that he is the president of the United States and knowing that his sons are involved in it. Clearly, he'll find out about these arrangements, even if he just reads about them in the papers the next day. So this is not a real separation from his business interests at all.
What did this press conference tell you about Trump's relationship with the press? We know he went after CNN in it, and a BBC News questioner asked a question, and he said, oh, BBC, another beauty. What do you think about his relationship with the press, Rick?
Well, it's going to be hostile. It's going to be wily and unpredictable at times. It's going to be freewheeling. He's going to do it his way. And I think he's going to he'll blacklist some reporters, as he tangled already with a CNN reporter saying that you are fake news. You don't get a question. You don't get a question. Labeling BuzzFeed fake news as well. I think he'll play them off each other. I think notable at the top of the news conference, the praise that he offered for other news organizations for not going with the story. I'll tell you, there aren't many journalists that want to hear that piece of it, but that's what he offered and said, good. My respect for you went up in not publishing a story that he considered to be fake.
Rick, anything else stand out to you? We just got about 30 seconds left.
Well, I think the big thing for me is that this is someone who still has not really answered the questions about what this country is going to be like under his presidency. It's only begun. We're starting to learn just the bare bones of policy, but it is going to be an unpredictable and wild ride.
Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you.